Welcome back. We're up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah now goes into a discussion of exactly how the Korban Pesach was brought. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Neshchat B'Shalosh Kitos. The Korban Pesach was shechted in three different groups. Shenemar V'Shechetu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Pasuk says that the entire assembly of the congregation of Israel shall shech the Pesach, Kahal V'Ida V'Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Kahal, the assembly, the Ida, the congregation, and Yisrael, Israel. So the Chachamim say it must be that there were three groups that it was brought in. Nechnesa kasa rishona nesma leisa zara. So the first group entered into the chatzar, into the temple courtyard, until the courtyard was filled up. Nalu dalso zara, and then they closed the gates of the courtyard. Taku hiriu v'taku, and during the service of the shechting of the Korban Pesach, the Kohanim would sound a sequence of tekiya, trua tekiya, on the large trumpets, and for regular korbanos, a single kohen received the blood in a vessel and brings it to the base, to the mizbech. But for the Pesach, the kohanim use a special procedure that the Mishnah now tells us about. Hakohanim omdim shiros shiros uvidehem bezichei kesef bezichei zahav. The kohanim stood in a rows that stretched from the place where the animal was shechted until the mizbeach, and in their hands were silver bowls and gold bowls, which they would use to bring the blood of the offerings to the mizbeach. Shura shakula kesef kesef v'shura shakula zahav zahav. One row was all kohanim with silver bowls, and one row was all kohanim with gold bowls. Lo hayu me'o ravin. They didn't mix the silver and the gold bowls in the same row, because a complete row of one of the types looks nicer. But lo hayu levizichin shulayim. And the bowls did not have wide bases, but they had like pointed bases, pointed bottoms, because if they had wide bases, shemayanichum v'yikra shadam, the kohanim would put them down on the ground and the blood would congeal, and so therefore the korban would become not good, and so therefore they never were able to put them down, and that was sort of the point. Says the Mishnah further, now Mishnah above, Shachat Yisrael, if you have a Yisrael, someone who's not a Kohen would slaughter the Pesach if he wanted to, because the Korban could be shechted by anyone. V'kibel HaKohen, and the Kohen at the head of one of the rows that stretched to the Mizbech would receive the blood in a bowl. Noson l'chaviro v'chaviro l'chaviro. He would give the bowl to his friend, meaning the Kohen standing next to him, and the Kohen standing next to him, and so on and so forth. Mekabel es hamalei u'machzir es harikan, and each Kohen would accept a full bowl of blood from the Kohen that was next to him to one side, and return an empty bowl that he would give to the Kohen standing to his other side. Kohen hakarov eitzel mizbech zorko zrika achas keneged hayisod. The Kohen who is nearest the mizbech would then throw the blood once onto the wall of the mizbech at a spot that was opposite the base of the mizbech. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.